Guys, I looked through my text messages. I found some old ones, but from what's there, I can't piece together exactly how it was that my boss pissed this guy off. I do have a text that says, this is why I don't treat laydowns like lay, or what did I say? Some shit like that. Like, this is why you don't treat laydowns like laydowns. Like, you're supposed to treat everybody like with fucking respect, first of all, and like they know what they're doing. And then you let them show you that they don't know what they're doing. But if you assume that they're retarded, if you assume that they're retarded, I'm keeping that word. they sense it and they get mad. They're like, what the fuck? I don't know the exact circumstances. I just remember my boss fucking try to take more money out of this guy. I was selling him a $39,000 car, or it was a $36,000 car. I have a picture of that too. I went through my phone. I have a picture of the deal. I made $1,000 on it, is the point. It was a $5,000 profit after all the shit went down. Before that, it was crazy. I think it must have been about $10,000 that we went over. All profit. And he had agreed to it. But my boss did something. He lost his respect. And this guy, when we were going back to the bank, he starts asking me for suggestions. He's like, hey, what do you think? I didn't trust him, this, that. I was like, yeah, you know what? It's the job. It's shady. I don't know why he tried to do that. I remember trying to defend him. And then my boss, I was trying to defend my boss to the customer, right? But like make it seem like he wasn't trying to screw him over, even though he clearly was. So I sort of apologize for that and try to play it off as it being part of the game, which it is. And he calls his CPA. And I talked to her. I don't remember what we spoke about. I just remember she wanted fucking details now. And I didn't know the details. The contract hadn't even been written up. We just agreed on what he was gonna be paying. So CPA comes in, now we're fucked, sort of. Good thing is, she can't come in and look at everything and be... She didn't pay attention. She wasn't there to pay attention to the details. And this guy was already frustrated enough. It looked like we were cutting him a deal. So he was about to leave. This is my boss's superpower. Whenever anybody is leaving, he was not embarrassed to fucking chase after them, have them roll down their window, and then fucking hang off the side of the door. Like, come on, please, come back. He would bring them back, too. It was like, that was his thing. That was his superpower. If they were leaving, he would drag their asses back inside and he'd make a deal. So he does that to this guy. This guy's pissed. He's like, man, you're trying to fucking take advantage of me, blah, blah, blah. And my boss, he says, oh, you know what happened? It's because the auto buying coach here, the salesman, he put two keys in front of the desk manager, and the desk manager grabbed the wrong key to a more expensive car. Or he grabbed the key to a more expensive car. So we were selling you this car for the price of the more expensive car by mistake. That was the stupidest thing he could have said. Because that, I think that's why. There we go. And he was pissed there. He told them that and he went back outside. I remember what happened. He told them, we're sitting in the little room. He drags them back in after fucking trying to steal more money from this guy's pocket. As if we weren't already making a killing. I'm telling you, he wanted to do it, overdo it. He saw a laydown, he went for it. Vicious, fucking aggressive, he was good. Customer gets pissed, tries to leave, drags him back in. We take him inside the general manager's office. In there, that's when he already has the cashier's check, so we're set. We're just waiting for this thing to go down. He tried to play it off. He's like, oh, well, yeah, the reason why the car's so expensive because we put the price for a more expensive car. And then my boss gets out of the room to supposedly go talk to the manager again. And I'm sitting in the room with my customer. And he says, that's bullshit. I'm like, yeah, man, he's retarded. No. He's like, oh, that's what I said in my head. Sorry. He says, that's bullshit. And then I told him, you know what, man? I told him, hey, at least you would have got the bigger car. You would have got the okay, that was what it was. That's where the price change came in and all of that. I already said this like 3 times. Yeah, so he's like, you know what, man? I'm not gonna buy the car. I'm like, why not? What's wrong? He's like, Well, how do you sell somebody the car for a more expensive price? Like, isn't there a VIN number? Isn't there? And I'm like, yeah, man. I was like, look on the bright side. At least you would have left with a bigger car, with bigger wheels, with more seats. I was like, this one has all the updated tech. I was like, you would have thought you were leaving with the smaller SUV and you were gonna get out of here with the full size. I'm like, and for that payment, I was like, you should go for it, man. he was like, yeah, you're right. And he's like, fuck it. He's like, all right. And then my boss comes in and he's like, oh, okay, we did it. He's like, you're good, buddy. I'm like, yeah, man, we're gonna do it. And then we put him in the little finance office. He signs the contract. He leaves with the car. That shit was funny. After that, my boss was all proud of that one too. He texts me. He's like, I still have this text. He's like, good job. And he texts me the deal. After all of that, after all the price changes, dropping it and everything, I made $1,000. So it was $5,000 front end profit above MSRP. And it was, I mean, it's cool. It's a fun game. I hated the trickery. I don't like trickery. I'm straightforward with people. So even in my technique to get the prices where I wanted them, I would tell my customers, hey, the car is worth this much. I'm charging you this much more. We're selling it for this. Your payments are gonna be this, that. I would just hit them with so much information, they would just gloss over some shit. There was a lot more to it. Trust me, I was slick. I didn't like it. I didn't like how good I was. I was tricking people. I know I was fucking tricking people. Even though I was telling them the truth, I was fucking getting them and they didn't know it. Or they knew it, I don't know. They were happy, so I was selling it. I was doing my job. But fuck, man. Some people get it bad. Really bad. I used to protect my customers. Like, this one was one of the early deals. It was actually on one of my best streaks. It's a very streaky job. You could, yeah, I said that before. You could believe in luck, streaks, doesn't matter. You'll see it. It's like your brain will see it. Your brain is programmed to see patterns. And it'll see patterns even when they're not there. Maybe that's what it was. But I think there's something. There's some crazy shit sometimes. Maybe it was just too small a sample. That's why it seems crazy. That's probably it. Everybody's seen it though, and everybody talks about it the same. The streaks. They're like, if you're selling, if you're on fire, fucking, you better be talking to every customer. These streaks don't last forever. It's true. It was a fun game. I didn't enjoy taking advantage of people. And I didn't enjoy the trickery, so I got out. The point is, this shit happens. It's real. I can tell you this because I saw it. I did it. I lived it. People are aware because there exist certain stereotypes, myths, hearsay. Don't go to the dealership, you're gonna get scammed. That shit happens. You hear that because it's real. Duh. Everybody knows this, but until it's happening to you, until after it happens to you, some of these guys, they realize it. I'm pretty sure all of them realize what happens after. But during it, you got them. It's fucking crazy. And they don't notice it. It takes them a while. I just want you to know you can protect yourself if you're vigilant. You do your homework, you research, and you know the age-old saying is true. Don't trust anybody. DTA, don't trust anybody. Not even yourself. You can get charmed, and once you're charmed, you're fucked. Oh, what happened? When you're charmed, you're fucked, because you start to trust, and when you trust, you let your guard down. Sometimes on purpose, I know I've been a laydown. On purpose, I've been a laydown by accident. It happens. I'm just saying, be careful, guys. Guard your wallet if you wanna, but hey, the salesman job is hard, and if you like your salesman and you enjoy what they do and their honesty, then fucking pay them. There's not a lot of honest salesmen out there. So there's a few, but there's not a lot, because it's harder to make your money that way. Anyway, that was my story. That was one of the dealership stories. I have another segment to do, another piece for fucking the UFC 1. I finished watching it. That shit was sick. Hold on, I'll record another one.